Okay, good morning. Birkat Hamazon, Kuf Tzadi Hei. Chavurot She'ochlim Harei Mekomot. Ma Dinam. Okay, so you have different groups eating in different places. How does this? This is a very common. This is one of the most popular simanim in the days of COVID. You have Aleph. Shtei Chavurot She'ochlim Bebayit Echad. O Bishnei Batim. You have some people eating in one room or another one house, and other people eating from a different house, or from one balcony to another balcony. So, im miktzatan ro'im elu et elu mitzdarfat lezimun. If the people can see each other, they're mitzdarf, even if they're in separate houses. V'im lav eino mitzdarfat. But because they're in different rooms and they cannot see each other, in that case, they're not mitzdarf. But if there's one shamish, one waiter, waitress, who's serving both of them, then there's somebody who is mitzarefotam, and they count for a, and they can be counted together for a zimun. Uchagon, shenechnesu mitchila aldat listaref yachad. And this is when they originally have das to be mitzaref biyachad. Right, we don't say everyone who lives in apartment buildings, everyone's mitzaref automatically. It's only if they have in mind. Those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mi she'omer she'im reshut harabim mafseket bein shnei habatim. But if there is a reshut harabim, or they say lav davka reshut harabim, but a proper path, a permanent path, where people walk, it Mafseket ben shnei abatim einam mitzdarfim b'shum inyan, and then they are not counted at all together. So we're not going to learn the whole sugya b'iyun, but this is one of the main mekorot that was discussed in the days of COVID. If people are, across the chatzer, outside, across the street, if they could be mitzdarif, and if you can learn from Birkat Hamazon to every case of a minion. All right. But anyways, we see over here that according to the Shulchan Aruch, as long as they have in mind and they can see each other, that's good enough. Many say they don't even have it to be in mind if they're in the same house. Okay. As long as it's in the same building, that's good enough. So I think that's the main points. And there is a discussion, if you're going to be in two different groups, if you need to have at least three in each one to turn in each group or in each house to be mitzaref. It's a whole long discussion, or if every house could have just one person. Not clear. All right, so bishat adchak, in general, we are mekel, but it has to be real bishat adchak. Otherwise, okay. Base. Achu miktzatan babayit, umiktzatan chutz labayit. Now what happens? You have half the people eating inside and half of them outside. Are they mitzaref biyachad? So, im hamevarach yoshev al miftan habayit, if the guy who's leading, he's benching, and he's sitting on the threshold, in the doorway between inside and outside, so hu mitzarfan, he can mi mitzaref et kulam. Again, based on everything we learned, if it's in, this is certainly the halacha if you're outside your house. Half of them are inside, half of them are outside the front of your house on a different property. Could be if it's in the same property, like in one's backyard or marpeset, that it's also mitzaref, tzarechiyun. Okay. Anyways, but certainly as long as everybody can see each other, that's also not a problem. We're talking about where you need someone to be mitzaref, because you can't see. But if you could see, so we learned in Seif Aleph, that that's also mitzaref everybody together. Okay. Gimel. Kol heicha shemitzarfot. Shtei chavrot. Whenever you're combining two different groups together, tzarich shishmu shetayen divrei hamevarech berkat zimun bebeor. So, obviously, in order to be counted in the zimun, you have to hear what the guy is saying. You have to be able to hear the Zimun, you have to be able to hear Birkat HaMazon clearly, and then you could be Yotze through his benching. Right? Typically, the Shulchan Aruch is always assuming one who's Mezamein is also the only one benching, and everybody listens. Okay. Agab. Ushaar Birkat HaMazon Yevarech Kol Echad La'atzmon. The rest of Birkat HaMazon, everyone says himself. Aval Yemirtu Shamezamein Yotze Kulam. If they want that one guy benches all of benching out loud for them, so then that's also fine on the condition that Tzrichim Shishmu Kol Birkat HaMazon Tebeloze Lo Yetzu Klal. If you're not going to have in mind, then obviously you're not going to be Yotze. Alright. That's just a review. Kuf Tzadi Vav. Misha Achal Davar Yisur Im Tzaref LeZimun. What happens if a person has to eat non-kosher food? He's sick. He has to eat it. There's no choice. And that's the situation. You make a bracha. And you mezamin on him. So. Aleph. Achal Davar Yisur. A person eats something that's treif. Alpha pisha enu asur ela midrabban midrabbanan, even though it's only asur midrabbanan. It could be a person made himself a neder not to eat from it. It could be it's an asur derabbanan. Okay, ein mizamnin, right? And a lot of the asurim nowadays are derabbanan. Depending on what it is, ein mizamnin alav. You cannot include him for a zimun. So that's basically what the Gemara Beferush talks about in Brachos. It says ein mizamnin alav. Okay. You can't include him in the minyan, in the zimun, because it's not proper, and it's not called eating bekvius appropriately. We don't call that kvius if someone's eating treif. That's not a kvius of eating together. It's not acceptable. Ve'ein mevarchin alav lo batchila velo basof. So off of this Gemara, the Rishonim argue, can you say a bracha on such food? You're eating treif. So on the one hand, you're eating treif. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be eating that. How can you say a bracha? It's based on some quote the line, Ein zeh mevarech ela min na'etz. You're not really blessing God. You're actually, it's blasphemy. And based on the pasuk Tehillim, but say a birech, ni'etz Hashem. It's really a play on words, but there it's talking about someone who steals and he's proud of himself and he's blasphemy and he does it with blasphemy to Hashem. But that's the, anyway, so based on this, how did the Rishonim argue? The Rambam says what we quote over here in the Shulchan Aruch: you're not allowed to make a bracha, not before, not after. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. There is it's quoted in the Torah. There is an opinion that says from the Rosh and the Ravid that says no. At the end of the day, of course, what you're doing is aser, it's treif, but you're still getting benefit. So just a little interesting. That this is one of the places, it's not uncommon, but it is one of the places, a drop less common, is the Beit Yosef usually just quotes opinions and moves on. Or he'll say, since it's the Rambam, or it's three out of the main Amudi Halacha, I follow him. But here he goes all out and he brings several proofs from Gemaras and Mishnahs, one after another, to prove the Rambam. Just interesting. Okay. And so it doesn't matter if it's a bracha rishona, bracha achona. It doesn't matter if you eat bread kedei svia. If the bread is treif, even if it's kedei svia, it's completely inappropriate to say bracha. One does not say bracha. Period. What happens if a person ate b'shogeg, a mistake? He thought it was kosher. So there, the Taz and others say you do say a bracha achrona, but you don't count for zimun because it's still objectively not proper for kvius, but it was an accident, and therefore you do. If a person steals kernels and turns it into flour, so one probably, should not say a bracha as well. There is an opinion that says you do. Okay, Magen Avram. But okay. Beis. Ima chal davar yisur makom sakana. Now this is a case where it's a mutter to eat treif, a mitzvah to eat treif, right? V'chai behem. So you eat treif because you're in sakana and you need it for refuah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, and this is the halacha in general for Ashkenazim, mevarchin alav, because for you it's a mitzvah to say the bracha, even though it's treif, you do say a bracha. The Sfarda custom is not to say bracha. Just a flip, a little interesting. The the Sfarim are more careful to follow the Shulchan Aruch than Ashkenazim in general. But when it comes to the topic of brachot, the Sfaradim are in general a little bit more, I don't know if I would use the word mekel, but it's called Safik Brachos Lahakel. And they're more careful to say a bracha levat, to not to say a bracha levatala, and therefore more strict. So even though they're more strict to follow the principle of Safik Brachos Lahakel, and therefore they... in this case, the custom is not to say a bracha if you're eating treif, even if it's a refuah. If a Sephardic person, yeah. Right. The Sephardic guy, would not, if he has to have pig, he would not say, or he wasn't shechted, he would not say a bracha, even if for a refuah. Eating Yom Kippur, we'll get there. I believe everyone says to say a bracha because it's not an iser. The Yom Kippur is the time not to eat. And for you, this is the time to eat. And it's kosher. Here it's something that's it's a disgrace in Hashem's eyes, so it's different. But I believe I need a double check inside. I like to see, but there's definitely an obvious difference. But I believe everyone says a bracha. Even bench, everyone says the question. Do you say kiddush even? Okay. But okay. Gimel. Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad. Three eat together at once. Echad nisar miyapado ke'chavim ve'echad enu nisar. And here for ovid ke'chavim, a person does not eat bread made from an ovid ke'chavim. And the other guy does, because stam bread from an Ovid Kochavim is kosher. Maybe nowadays not. It's a separate issue, because nowadays everything is so complex. Perhaps it's the same halacha. Some say if you just...
To dumb it down, if it's bread baked in a bakery by a guy, that's mutter.
Bread baked in a bakery nowadays is a question, because nowadays... people mix in other things more than they used to. So I will not, I'm not going to give a strong opinion on this one. Okay. In the olden days, it was very simple. You can go to a Goyish bakery and you can get simple bread, because it was umdana chazaka, however it is, it was very clear and assumed that there was nothing in the bread except for bread and water, and that's all they had in there. That's what we're talking about. We're also talking about in a bakery where you don't have to worry about necessarily paskoim. It has to be where it was made. It could be made by a goy. Bakery foods, not. Again, this is your idea issues, we're not talking, but anyways, the point is, if it's baked items, and it's not cooked, if it's in a goyish house, a Jew has to participate. But if it's in a bakery, a Jew does not necessarily have to participate. But anyways, so what are we talking about? One person eats this item, and one person doesn't eat the item, and they're eating together. They're each having their own sandwich, their own bread, their own food at the same table. But the question is, can one potentially eat from each other? So it's another example. Echad men koin ve'ochel chalot. You have two guys, one's a koin, well obviously there's three, but whatever it is, one is a koin, one is a Yisrael, and the koin is eating challah. He's eating what we call chuma, chuma challah, challah chuma, whatever. So it's, he's eating challah from... that was taken off from a batch of dough. That's what we call challah, and that's what we burn. But if you don't burn it, you're supposed to really give it to a kohen, and he eats it. So he's eating his challah, and that's only allowed for him. He's not only a kohen is allowed to eat it, and he's sitting next to a Yisrael who's having his regular bread. So alpha bisha oto shenizar ene yachol lechol yimoto she'eno nizar v'lo Yisrael yimakohen. So you see, one direction, one of them can't eat from the other person, because he is always nizar, and he will never eat that type of bread, whether it's his personal minag or whether it's his halacha b'sizik Yisrael. Kevan she'oto she'eno nizar yachol le'achol yom nizar v'koin im Yisrael mistarfin. But the other direction, one could eat the other person's food. He doesn't have to actively eat the other person's food. He has to be able to eat the other person's food. There has to be some kind of connection, physical connection through the food. Potential. Not actual, just potential. And at least in one direction, and then the halacha is mustarfin, and you do a zimun. Okay, this is not for Birkas HaMazon. For Birkas HaMazon, one person could be mevarech for the other person. We're talking about the halacha of zimun. And now, what happens if you have a case of kohanim as are eating and with non-kohanim? The kohanim ochlim chalav v'nizar mipach einu kochavim. V'hazar ochel pach olka kochavim. So we have a situation where there's no way for each person to eat from each other. One person is eating challah, and the other person is eating regular bread from a goyish bakery, and the kohen, this kohen will never eat that type of bread, and this person can never eat challah. So it can't go in any direction. There's no way that one person can eat from each other's bread. Then einam mitstarfin. You can also have a neder with all three guys, make a neder. I'm never going to eat from the other two. And each one says, I'm never going to eat from the other two. He makes a neder. Also, since there's no way of there being a tziruf, potentially eating from the bread, you don't make a zimun. Right? Now, in order for it to be a zimun, for them to eat, it has to be that they can all eat from one of the people, or one person can eat from all three people. That has to be any scenario where at least there's a partial tziruf that's connecting all three people. And then you could have a zimun. Similar if people are eating meat and milk. So they could also be mitzaref biyachad. Because the guy who's having milk can just stop eating the milk, rinse out his mouth, and start eating the fleishiks right away. So that's another example. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out a minhag that when you're choosing who is going to be mezamein, you should always pick the person who is mitzaref everybody else. So the guy who's eating chalavi is the one who's allowing everyone to be together. Because he can wash his hands and now eat meat. Or the other person's bread. We're assuming the bread has... It also depends. Let's assume that the bread we're talking about in that case was it has smeared on it cheese or meat. Otherwise, as long as they're eating clean bread beforehand, there's no problem. Or if you're going to be having whatever the case might be, whoever is the one who is allowed to share from everybody, potentially he should be the one who's mezamen. But he says if the kohen is the one who cannot. Mitzaref otam. He's having everyone can eat from the kohen or whatever the situation might be, meat, milk, whatever the situation is. You still always pick the kohen first because there's a mitzvah to be mechabe the kohen, and there's only a minhag of choosing who should be mezamein. So certainly the din always comes first. Okay, haga v'davka k'shek kol echad ochel mikikaro. This is only talking about everyone's eating their own personal bread, but if everyone's eating from the same loaf of bread initially, of course, they're all eating from the same loaf, of course they're mitzaref. Okay? Right? We learned this, that you only count it towards the zimun if you eat a kazayit of food. We will shortly discuss which food. Kutza design. Two people ate, and now the third person comes along. The first two people basically finish the meal, and they're done. And now a third person comes along. So it has to be that if you were to give those two people more food, or you put down more dessert in front of them, they would keep eating. Then you, as long as they could keep eating, and they potentially would keep eating, then you can add the third person can still eat, and they don't have to eat together, because they're all in the eating time zone still. And you should give the other person something to eat, or invite him to eat with you, so this way you can do a zimun. It's more kava to the benching, so it's better. But that's only until you guys didn't say, we're done, we're for sure not eating anymore, we're benching. Two guys said, okay, we're benching, let's bench now, it's time to move on. And then you see a third guy show up, he cannot be mitzarif with them, it's too late. And when you wash your hands from mayim achronim, it's the same thing as saying, let's bench. In other words, it was very clear that you're done eating. Okay. And the same thing applies whether it's for 3 or 4:10. Same halacha. Bet. Tisha she'achlu dagan. Ve'echad achal kazayit yarak. So you have 9 people are eating bread, and one guy is eating a kazayit of vegetables. What's the din? Mitztarfin, even lahazkir shem. You say shem Hashem by the zimun, as he counts. Right? But that's assuming he ate with them, right? Ve'afilu lo tibel imam ela betzir o sholashat ayimahem ela b'kos echad sheish bo revid. Mikol mashke chutz min hamayim mitztaref imahem. So, the majority has to eat bread. But the minority, as long as they eat any vegetables, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter if it's sauce that's mitztaref with the kazayit, whatever it is, as long as they ate food that's kazayit, or they had drink that's a revit, and any drink except for water counts. There is an opinion among by the Magen Avraham that says even water counts, so perhaps for Ashkenazim they would follow this. I would, but probably not for Shem Hashem. It's a machloket achronim. The Ma'isa. I don't know if that's a correct minhag. That's a good question. Just only mezonos. So it's not correct according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Let's double check and do our homework.
Yeah, vegetables, not for a zina, not for a sara.
So let's read the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah inside, and we will see. Maybe we'll find other sources by tomorrow if other things are mitzaref. So far we just read that even for a zimun with Hashem's name, any drink, orange juice of a revit, or just a celery of a kazayit is mitzaref. Tov. Mitzaref amayim is counted. V'hu shiyeh mevarech echad me'ochle pat. But the one who leads benching has to be someone who ate bread. Not sure how else, because, well, I guess you could just say nevarech shalchanu and say berin afashas. But anyway, it must be the one who eats bread. V'afilu shivar achlu dagan. Only 7 have mezonos, or bread really. Ushlosha yarak, and 3 have celery or vegetables. Mitzarfin. They're mitzarif, even for Shem Hashem. Aval shisha lo, not 6. Deruba de minkar ba'inan. So for this, you have to have an obvious, right? 6 and 4, you might look in the room and it might look half and half. We want it to be like really obvious. 3 to 7 is clearly that the rove is clear that they had bread. Gimel. Please show me later today if you have another source. Hamitz tarif tzarich levarich baruch achrona amma shachal. And whoever is mitzarif has to say his own baruch achrona. Ve'eno niftar v'birkat hamazon shel elu. And he's not yotze through birkat hamazon, right? You eat a kazayit of celery, you're part of the zimun, they're benching, that doesn't work for your celery, you have to say v'rei nefashos. What are we talking about? That's to count for 10. For 10, anything goes. All foods go. What about lishlosha? Let's see. Avali shlosha eno mitzarif. Maybe that's what you're referring to. Avali shlosha eno mitzarif ad shiyochal kazayit pat. So the Shulchan Aruch first writes, to count for the initial three, it must be bread. V'yesha amrim, he continues, v'chazayit dagan v'hanei afilu eno pat. It could be any mazonos. V'yesha amrim, no. It could be with vegetables, d'biyarak. U'v'chol ma'achal mahani, anything. Hilkach. What is the Shulchan Aruch, right? And what, I know this is quoted by the Sephardic Poskim. Hilkach. Let's say, shnayim she'achlu v'ashlishi. You have two people who ate together, and a third guy walks in the room. Im yecholim mazgigol yosheyochal kezayit pat, mutav. If you can get him to have bread, perfect. V'im eino rotze, lo yitinu lishto v'lomachal acher. Don't give him anything else to eat. Hide the food if he won't have the bread. V'im ira shenatnu lo lishto v'lomachal acher, but he finds the food and eats it anyway. He doesn't want to have bread. And he's eating with you. He's eating with you. His celery. So then, or you drink. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if it happens, you do mesarif him for zimun, you should say nevarach shachanu mishalo. The Mishnah Brura, and I thought it's according to most Ashkenazim, poskim, at least that's the way he presents it, that lechat, that the minhag is lechatchila, you don't even have to try and give him bread. Again, I would assume that lechatchila, mitzvah namufchar, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would want to give him bread. But that's not exactly the way he writes it. He writes lechatchila, just give him anything to drink or eat, and therefore he counts towards the zimun for three. Okay. We'll see if there's a change by tomorrow. Dalet. Chavirim she'achlu ki'achad. People ate together. Some are seveya and some only have a kazayit, and not kadei seveya. In other words, some are chayav deraisa, some are chayav derabanan. In kulam yodim levarach mitzvah shivarach oto shachal kadei seveya v'yotziyam d'acherim. If everyone's able to bench, v'im ein yodim kulam levarach. But not everyone's able to bench. If everyone's able to bench, who do you pick? The one who is kedei sviya, which is chayav deraisa, he gets kedima. V'im ein yodim kulam levarich. But if not everybody knows how to bench, now in our cases everybody generally benches on his own. He just answers to the zimun, and it's not as crucial. And it's you'd give it to a kohen, but okay, perhaps there's an inyan to give it to the kedei sviya. Misha achal kezayit. So if you have a choice, better to pick the one who's ate kedei sviya. But what if no one knows how to bench out loud, and no one has a bencher, no one knows it by heart? The only one who knows it by heart is the one who ate a kazayit, and he's not even full yet. So since there's no choice, he is certainly allowed, he's able to be, to motzi everybody. Now, midin tara, even if he ate, this is just interesting. Midin tara, someone who didn't eat anything is allowed to say birkat hamazon for someone who is chayiv in birkat hamazon. Because we say arevim zelazeh, and he has a chayiv to bench. So because of arevim zelazeh, you could do it for him. But that's, okay, but we don't do that, lamaisa. But here it's talking about both of you are chayiv, just one's derabanan, one's deraisa. So there's a preference. Okay, real quick. There is an opinion. You're not chayav d'araisa to bench if you're thirsty and you didn't drink. If you're not thirsty at all and you're kadei sviya, then you are chayav d'araisa. But if you're thirsty and you didn't drink, whatever, you're still thirsty, because there's an opinion that has it's based on a drasha from the Gemara. Vesavata zo shtiya, that refers to drinking. V'tov lizar lachatchila yimiksat and shatu yimiksat lo shatu. If some drink and some didn't drink, it's ideal. She yavarech mi sheshata, that the one who drank is the one who leads the benching.